I was just clicking around last night, and I saw this. 22 of the best pizza places in the United States. Bungalow by Middlebrow in Chicago. The Lincoln Wine Bar in Mount Vernon, Iowa. Population 4,500. They write, the scene is so familiar inside the Lincoln. They're in Mount Vernon, Iowa. The chalkboard menu, the natural wine, the 30-somethings comparing notes about their favorite podcasts. A visitor could easily forget they're in a small town on the outskirts of Cedar Rapids. But you won't forget for long. And then they go on about the great pizza there. There's, just speaking of the Midwest, Young Johnny in Minneapolis. I think Minneapolis is a faux pizza town. They think they're clever with their pizza. I was there for 8 years, but I never lost my touch with Chicago. And the thing that bugs me about the pizza in Minneapolis, if I just may for a minute, is that they think fancy pizza is therefore good pizza. In fact, the write-up for this place, Young Johnny, says Argentine pizza, Japanese Italian, Indian pizza, spiffed up Midwestern, they've got it. And I'm thinking, no, you don't have anything. Make a pizza! They wrote about Scratch Brewing in Ava, Illinois, population 553. And about Scratch Brewing, they write, it's perched on the sloping edge of a forest in deep southern Illinois. The brewery was built partly from salvaged local materials. The outdoor brick oven was handmade. The crusts are made with the same sourdough culture used to ferment the excellent bread and most of the beers. The ingredients for the pizza are largely local, the same for the beer. Much of it grown and foraged by the owners, Marika Josephson and Aaron Clyden, on the land surrounding the property. To say this place is worth your own road trip is another understatement. How about that? Aaron, you are the owner or co-owner of Scratch Pizza, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All of that stuff I just read, is that true?
I think it's accurate.
Now, you are talking
to us. We're located on the edge of kind of the Shawnee National Forest. And we have a big garden here. And we forage a bunch of ingredients from the forest as well for our beer and the pizza.
Wow. How did the New York Times find you? Did you have a profile larger than I realized? Or was somebody driving through? What happened here?
We're pretty well known for beer across the United States, even though we're such a small place. So usually people come for the beer, and word of mouth has been a pretty good advertiser over the last 12 years we've been here. So I think somebody heard about it and told somebody else, and then one of the reporters had to check it out, and they passed through a month or two ago.
When they came there, did you know they were there to sample your pizza, or was it kind of a blind thing?
We knew they were coming, but we didn't know. We just kind of assumed that the article may be about beer, and how we do beer.
You know, my producer Pete said, oh, yeah, Scratch Brewing, I know them. Pete goes to a place called Hop Leaf sometimes in Chicago, and your beer has popped up there, and he says your beer is terrific. So I guess your profile is already established in the beer space. What about the pizza? How long have you been doing pizza?
We've been doing pizza since we were open in 2013, so I think we started pizzas a year later. It took me about a year on and off to build the oven. So our oven here is, we built it ourselves, and still working great after 12 years, so everything's wood fire.
What if I get a pizza there, what would you recommend? Tell me about one of the pizzas that are signature for Scratch in Ava, Illinois.
Well, I think we have such a passion for local ingredients, and everything is super fresh. We grow it, 100 yards from the brewery. So in the summer, I think it's hard to beat the classic margarita pizza with heirloom tomatoes and basil and Yeah, that's really all you need. Mozzarella on the pizza. It's hard to beat that one.
And then the crust. I mean, there's a pizza joint up here called Robert's Pizza that is noted for its crust, and they mentioned that in the write-up about you as well. Talk about the crust that you guys do.
Yeah, we use a sourdough yeast. We start growing up the dough on a Thursday. Thursday morning, we feed it in the morning, we feed it again in the evening, and then we feed it the final feedings on Friday. The crust, it's just water, flour, and the sourdough culture and a little bit of salt. So it's as simple as you can get.
But it's important to keep, once you get a crust, like a yeast culture going that you like, you can't kill it, right? You've got to keep that going. I've not heard the phrase, we feed it, but that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. It's like, we joke that it's like another employee here at the brewery.
Yeah.
We have to feed it multiple times a week, and we've had that starter going since we opened as well.
So this is the same DNA, if you will, for 10 years now on that pizza crust. So then you guys are open like Thursday through Sunday. Did I see that?
Yeah, we're open Thursday through Sunday, and then pizzas are Friday through Sunday.
That's funny to me. I mean, there you are, this great pizza place. You're open 3 days a week. Do you deliver by any chance to the Chicago area?
I deliver beer. Pizza would be a little bit hard. Yeah, the wood fire pizza needs to be eaten
I know.
Almost instantly after it comes out of the oven.
I know. I want to try it. I want you to figure out how to do that. Hey, I know. Why don't you open up one in the Chicago area? Have you thought about that?
No, it's a better, I prefer it down here. I'm from here, and it's a little quieter.
Yeah, I spent a year living in Edwardsville and a couple of years in Carbondale, and you're further out there than that. So I get the vibe. It would be different, but so then what kind of crowd do you get? I mean, are they out the door on Friday and Saturday for your pizza?
I think our location's a pretty good buffer for crowds. Generally speaking, we don't have a big line here.
Aaron, you sound like you don't want crowds. A buffer for crowds would be a bad thing. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I understand that. No, we want everybody to have a really good experience. So a lot of the people that come here are coming from far away.
Yeah.
And we do have local people coming, but people kind of trickle through from all over. And, it's really pleasant being able to talk to people. And, it's quiet. You can hear everything.
Well, the pictures online of your place are really bucolic. I mean, just really lovely. The natural setting and the way you've integrated the buildings and the nature into the whole vibe of the place. But it's also pretty hip-looking, too, if I may. And you've sort of managed to put all of that together at a place called Scratch Brewing and Pizza. It's in Ava, Illinois, A-V-A, there in the Shawnee National Forest area in southern Illinois. New York Times says one of the 22 best pizza places in the USA. Okay, next time I get to Carbondale, Aaron, I'm going to head south and come visit you.
All right, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron. Good luck and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Aaron Clyden, the owner of Scratch Brewing. By the way, that's how they are in southern Illinois. I was down there for a while, and it's like, oh, that's part of the same state as Bolingbrook. Wow.